I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's not hard to be outspoken about one's faith. That is, until that faith is put to the test. And that's what Christians in Indonesia are going through. A group of believers led by a Forgotten Missionaries International pastor was holding a meeting when radical Muslims interrupted it. FMI's Bruce Allen.
About 50 radical Muslims broke into the property with machetes and cameras. Now, the Muslims threatened the Christians, saying they must never meet together again. They need to disperse, and then they began filming, photographing them for future identification and intimidation.
These young believers aren't sure what to do. They're scared, but they're also thirsty for the gospel. And FMI is helping by talking through these issues with a pastor and holding training conferences. So here's what they're asking from you. Pray for wisdom and courage for the pastor and for peace for the believers. And understanding the world around us is an ongoing process as we grow up. Understanding the world at large, that's a whole other ballgame. Kristen Fries of Wycliffe Bible Translator says their teaching material for children informs kids about the scripture deficit in other cultures. Kids also learn about the similarities and differences between the cultures. More importantly, they're taught how to pray for other people groups. So why is it so important for kids to know what the gospel workers are trying to accomplish?
I feel that this can be one of those seeds that we plant. And the truth of the matter is we have just under 2,000 languages left to start a translation in. So that last translator could be amongst these students right now.
If you're interested in these materials for your church, go to our website and look for the links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for your world more effectively, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.